You can't imagine anybody being jealous of me out in Hollywood, can you? No, but they might envy me a little bit. I'll tell you why. I bet if you used to walk down Hollywood Boulevard right now and walk up to some actor and say, "Hey, do you know old Smiley Burnett?" They'd probably start grinning and say, "Yeah." And you'd say, "Well, where is he now?" And they'd say, "Well, I don't know what town he's in, but I know what he's doing. One of two things. He's either got a bunch of kids cornered somewhere making them laugh, or somebody's talked him into going fishing." Well, that's not the worst reputation that ever come out of Hollywood, going fishing and liking children. I just love children. I used to go to school with them. I was the only boy in the third grade that could vote. I didn't want to go in the fourth grade. My dad was in there. You should have seen our teacher. She weighed 400 pounds. Every time she'd turn around, she'd rub everything off the blackboard. I used to get the giggles watching her waddle down the street. Looked like two little boys wrestling under a blanket. Now, you talk about that fishing. I've been fishing down here at Corpus Christi, and this old boy down there got a boat, got an outboard egg beater on the back of it. The other morning was kind of cold and chilly, and that outboard motor didn't want to go. Here's the way it sounded. Sheared a pin. Oh, I love to hear you kids laugh when I do something like that. Bob Hope said to me one time, he said, "Frog," said, "you do get a lot of fun out entertaining folks." And I said, "Yeah, I like to entertain kids because they keep me entertained. For instance, they never get my name right. Halloween night, I opened my door and there was three little boys. And one of them looked up at me and he said, 'Hey, you Smokey Brunette?' The other one says, 'Yeah, we want to see Smiley Burnett.' The littlest one looked at me and he said, 'That ain't his name, that's Frog Sawmill. But I watch him on television every Saturday.' Reached up and poked me in the stomach. He said, 'What'd you do, blow your bubble gum backwards?" Halloween night, a little girl knocked on my door and says, "Trick or tweet." I reached back and I got a great big red apple. And I said, "Open up sack." I dropped the apple in it and I said, "What do you say, honey?" She says, "You broke every one of my cookies, you big fat slob." I like to travel around the country and get acquainted with everybody. And I was up to Indianapolis, Indianapolis on the 4th of July. And some fellow was broadcasting automobile races. He had a microphone a good deal like this one. And he sat up in a high balcony and broadcasted all afternoon. Tell everybody on the radio how these big old racing cars would go around a big long track about a mile long with a curve at each end of it so they could get back. You talking about curves and crooked roads. You ever been to Arkansas? I wore out my battery honking at my own taillight getting out of Fort Smith one night. Well, if you'd have been up to Indianapolis the day I was up there and that fellow was broadcasting the races, it must have sounded like this. "Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here for the Giant Classic. 500 hard miles, you never seen anything like it. Now, the actual race has not started yet. The car's warming up. I'd like to take a little time to make a few commercials. I'm a time. Here comes car number 61. Boy, he got by there. Here comes two cars at once. Woo, they're sailing. There comes a little go-kart. Gene Autry's got his own airplane. I had my own airplane for a little while, but the rubber band broke and I had to give it up. He came over to my house one day and he said, "Frog, I'm going to take you riding that airplane." I said, "No, you ain't. If I'd been meant to fly, I'd have had feathers." He said, "You scared you'd get killed?" I said, "You reading me right today, cowboy." "Well," he said, "when your number's called, you'll have to go." I said, "Yeah, I've heard that one. But if we ever get up in that thing and your number gets called, ain't old Frog going to have a Tuesday afternoon with that thing." Here's an imitation of Gene Autry's airplane bringing her out of a cloud in the power dive. Woo! I wrinkled my girdle on that one. What are you grinning at, lady? That's the way you fix yours. In the pictures, I usually sing some little old song. You know, Roy Rogers and Gene, they sing real pretty. You ever see that scene where Roy Rogers is riding down the trail, riding his old horse Trigger behind him? There comes me, old Frog, riding old Ring Eye, leading old Paint. That's my wife. Usually I'm singing some little old silly song, something I wrote maybe, like, "Show me a home where the buffalo roams, and I'll show you a messy house." Now, Got my guitar all tuned up here, and the first tune I'm going to sing for you is one called Everybody Makes Me Feel at Home.